Hey, Shirley.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? Let me close the blind. I can now I see all this glare. Be right back.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm dark.
you're still in
No,
the
now I'm
dark.
dark. Let me just move
Yeah.
it around. Perfect.
Here we go. There we go. Hello.
Hi. How you
How
been? How's
are
your
you?
husband doing?
He's doing just fine. He's pretty well back up to 100%. Both of us are, except for a little bit of lingering tiredness. We get tired more easily. How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. I'm still having the symptoms I spoke of. My heart is all crazy.
Oh, dear.
It attacks whatever is weak in your body, and I have an enlarged heart. So my heart is I'm going into AFib once in a while. My heart goes nuts and I breathe through it. This is my new normal. And my appetite is crazy. I eat and I'm hungry an hour later. It's like it still isn't Chinese food. What's up? It just is what it is, and it's not like I'm going to get out of it
Yeah,
till
no.
the aliens come down or the Holy Ghost taps me on the head. So whatever. Oh, deal.
Yeah.
It's annoying. They
Have
shouldn't be allowed to do that stuff, you know?
my.
My thing is, I think these COVIDers got to be stopped. I think it was a
Okay.
government plot, but that's me. I was going to suggest that you get a.
Helen's trying to get in.
Yeah,
Oh,
she's muted. She's in.
okay.
That I was going to suggest that if you do these meetings, you might want to get a microphone for your computer so you won't have to be up against the screen.
You know what I did is maybe I can get I'd like to get something like an earbud.
But that won't help the speaking. That only helps your hearing. That doesn't help your
Yeah.
speaking.
Oh, that's repeating. Everything
It
is repeating. Everything is repeating.
might settle down. The other times it's
I
settled
settled
down.
down the other times it's settled down.
I don't know what to do with it.
I wonder if it helps if we kind of turn the mute on and off. Well, wait a minute. Now I'm not getting it. Maybe
Right.
it's because I don't know if Helen's on
I
now.
don't I think it's Helen's machine
I
that
think
doesn't interact with the Zoom program.
Yeah.
Because when her video is on, one thing and then so I think it's Helen's that does it, whatever it
But I
is.
think it's Helen that does whatever it is. That entire.
Well, I'm using my Ethernet, so I have a stable connection. Because when I don't, shake, and it says our video here, and then here it says it's on.
Okay.
I'm
No.
gonna mute.
Helen, hi.
I hit mute and the
Oh, I've got to get the agenda off the printer.
Hello, Helen. Oh, you're muted. I see. Okay.
And notice our voices are clear when she's muted. So it's something to do with how her system connects or doesn't, I think. It seems that way.
Yeah. If she only turns it on when she is speaking, that might help. If she can hear us all, that is, I suppose. So I have my sister and my brother-in-law here, and they're waiting on dinner for me. So I am going to try to bail out by 7.
Yeah, I don't want it to go longer than an hour either. I just had a guest arrive at the B&B, and I should be there introducing them to the B&B.
Okay.
They were very late is what it was. It wasn't my problem.
Oh.
Our check-in is 3. He just got here.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, he's a landlord, so anything wrong, he can make a list. Tell me. I just didn't see Bernadette yet.
No, she has been up to her eyebrows in she's training a couple of new managers at work, and she's just got so much to do. So I've called a couple people maybe that she would have called, but that's okay.
And we're expecting Debbie as well, so.
Yes. I spoke to her today. So what I did today is I had I received a draft of our newsletter. Bernadette and I did a couple days ago, and I sent Janetta back a report. You know, I probably
That's right. Janetta is also invited to this meeting.
Yeah, I hope she'll come.
Mm.
Oh. Well, the thing about it is at least we've had some, there she is. At least we've had some, people step up and volunteer for things, you know, and or not necessarily for something in particular, but people who there have been a couple who've come forward and said, I'd like to get involved.
Super. Do they think maybe a membership person or
yeah,
that involved or
yeah, that involved.
Excellent. Hi, Debbie. Helen, it's much clearer. So you're better on that connection. I saw that you opened up another connection. Because your voice is clear on this one.
Well, what happened is my computer disconnected me and reconnected me to my deep chagrin. And it's slow to do that. So I'm back and I have video. So what the heck? But I'll mute.
And you sound much better.
I think you're fine now on that one.
Oh, good. Jeanette is here.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
We're just waiting for Bernadette and we'll start this. Does everybody have a copy of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just roll right through it if we can, as much as we can, because I think all of us are short on time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how's it doing up there? It's hot as hell up down here. I'm done with summer. And it's not even here yet. And I'm done. It was in the hundreds today. It's 91, but believe me, it's 100 by the time the sidewalk reflects it back to us. Woof. Too much. Too soon.
I'm not here, but
you have in-floor heating down there with all the hot springs.
Wait for fall now. Golly.
I'm here, but my microphone keeps flaking.
Oh. We hear you fine.
We yeah, right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Spit, talk fast. What can I say?
Janetta. Did you get a good night's sleep or has it been a long day?
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Okay.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know I can stretch out when it gets to evening hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we should text Bernadette?
Yeah, maybe so. Let's see. I don't have my phone here. Does anyone else? I can go get mine.
No, I've got mine. I'll do it. I'm just texting when the tenant arrived. There she is.
She comes.
Great.
Here she comes. Oh.
Can everybody see me yet?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we still have something on my screen.
You have a whirling halo.
I thought she was under in a tent for a minute there.
So I have to take a state test today, so I just got out. How's everybody doing?
Hello. Good. Pretty good.
Doing okay.
Find my agenda. Okay, got it. So today is like a brainstorming meeting. So thanks everybody for coming in today. We'll try to go through this. We wanted to do a convention wrap up. So I think Janetta, you're getting ready to send out a newsletter pretty soon. Mm-hmm. It hasn't went out as far as I know yet, right?
No. No.
Is there anything that you need from us?
Let's see, I got the things that you sent. I got Shirley's list today, so I was making some adjustments, and I'll send it back out to you too for final review.
When would you like for that to go out?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, if you guys get the time to look at it, I'll probably be able to send it out later tonight. So if you can take a look at it by sometime tomorrow, then I'll send it out as soon as we can.
Yeah. Janetta, can you also send that to Debbie? I know that one of the things that I caught today is the kind of, you know, the link that was there was a problem when I clicked on that link, it went to something else. And I think that she would be more able than I am to pick up and make sure all the links are healthy and up to date.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
So can you refresh my mind? Somebody, probably Carol, when is our next elected board meeting?
I don't think we went that far ahead because in April when we met, we were discussing the convention and everything was wrapped up with that. And then Mother's Day, we got into dates, but we didn't go into a June date that I know of. I didn't have that in the minutes. And I'm pretty sure I'd have put it. I had the May. Yeah, Helen. Helen always knows.
I put on my calendar June 18th board meeting. That's what's on my calendar.
Perfect. It's June 18th, but I'm not.
If everyone else agrees, I could have, you know.
Let's go with that.
Is that for the full board?
Yes.
Okay. What time? Do we know what time?
No. So let's see what June 18 falls on.
It's a Saturday.
I'll be back with my calendar.
June 18th is a Saturday.
Let's see. I'm here. I have to make sure I'm here. Am I here on the 18th? Yeah.
Saturday at 6. Saturday's not really, Saturday night's not necessarily the best time. I don't know. Is a weekday better? Has this been published, Helen? Did we put that out in the minutes? I haven't got the minutes in front of me. I'm sorry.
I don't have them either, but this is just my calendar I'm looking at. But we've done things like this at 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody know if that falls on the Albuquerque?
Oh, actually, No, because it would be the 11th, and I think we're having our last meeting for the season, and we take off for the summer.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so let's stay with the same day. We want to have some consistency. We just need to pinpoint a time. I'm good for the morning. Is that going to work for everybody else here?
Yeah.
10 a.m.? That way I'm not in pajamas. That
should be fine. Yeah, 10 would be good. I'll just work around it. Okay. And that's the executive board only, right?
No, this is a full board.
I thought this full. Okay. I'm going to get my minutes. Sorry.
Well,
I want to put it on the calendar. So,
well, I have
somebody let me know what time.
I want to make sure that that's okay with Carol, because I think she was going to work around. Carol, is 10 o'clock a good time, or would you like it later?
10 would be okay, and then it's done for the day.
Okay.
Hey, are we still talking about the board meeting on June 18th?
Yes.
Okay, good. My calendar just good for me.
Because I thought it went to every 3 months and wasn't on for a while yet. We sent them all the dates.
Let me see my last agenda.
I could be wrong because I have Saturdays every month, and maybe they're executive and I didn't make that clear to myself.
Let's see if I have anything on the bottom of my dates. Let's see what I have to send.
Yeah, and I don't have it on my phone. So if I didn't put it on my phone, that's pretty unusual. Let me be looking through the minutes, and let's start this one going, if that's okay.
Okay, so what we need to have ready.
Wait a minute. We do this. Okay, let me look at something first, because the Albuquerque chapter has their meetings
August 20th.
It's not Saturday.
Albuquerque chapter is off for the summer after this weekend.
Okay, then full board. Okay.
So we're doing third Saturdays. August 20th was the next predicted Saturday. It was 4/16, the convention day for the general meeting. And then August 20th, well, you don't have to see it. August 20th, October 10th, and January 1st. Because we went to quarterly meetings for the full board.
So it's
according
not
to the minutes from 2/27. When we set these. Berna, remember you set a full year out?
Yeah.
And then Shirley told us it had to be every quarterly. So August is the next quarter.
Okay. And that would give us, that sounds about right, because that gives us enough time to go over all our financials and our budget and everything that happened from the poetry picnic to the convention to any upcoming events in between. So, is there anything else that we need from the convention wrap-up?
Financial report?
Yeah, I think we should just Okay.
Really quickly, I put out financial reports through April 30th, and I gave the detail on the convention. We budgeted a total of 1,500 for registrations, member and non-member. That was a total of 50 people. We had 54 people, and we had 1,160 in members, 50 from one non-member. So we are under budget, and we budgeted a bunch of things that didn't happen. Now the anthology, I'm not quite sure how that was connected with the convention, but it hasn't happened yet. Vendor merchandise didn't happen, bulletin board didn't happen, and the silent auction did not happen. And these were planned with the understanding that this would be done remotely. So it wasn't because of us being remote that they didn't happen, they just didn't occur. So we had $1,210 income instead of $2,900. We had speakers and honoraria for $1,100, office and postage for $55. A lot of that was expanding our storage capacity on Zoom.
I'm sorry, what was the number on that again, Alan? I'm sorry. Office
and postage was $55. It's in the report I gave.
Okay.
Total expenses, $1,155. We actually gained $55. We had budgeted expenses of $2,275, but that included anthology printing, a grant writer, and a workshop facilitator. So net, we made $55 on this. last year by comparison. We budgeted $1,200 in registration, but we only received 30 because we gave it away for free to members. Our expenses were budgeted $1,200. They came in $1,149. So it lost over $1,100 last year. In total, our year-to-date through April, which is about 8 months of the year, we're two-thirds through the year. Our dues are ahead of budget. We did get new members in based on the convention. Many people registered, joined, and then registered for the convention. I don't think year-to-date we have as many members as we did last year, people joining between September 1st and now, but we are ahead of budget on that. The convention, again, came in under budget. The other thing that we have in our budget is contests, of which we received two non-member entries for the video contest. We budgeted for four contests. The other three have not happened yet. We have something called Members Market, which I honestly don't remember what it was. It hasn't happened yet. That's a budget of $100. The other things are minor, interest, PayPal, et cetera. On the expense side, again, the convention was better than budget. We have not... We paid to the National Federation our contribution for Land of Enchantment and Poets in the Classroom Youth Contest. Those are exactly on budget. We have not had the quarterly contest expenses yet. Poetry Picnic, we did not have as of April, but in May we did pay honorary of $250 as our support there. Video Poetry Contest prize we gave out. We have budgeting for the National Convention, which we should bring up. We are budgeting for $1,000 for the president and $375 for delegates. We've paid our national dues. Again, those are over budget because we thought we would lose members. And if we did, their renewal hadn't expired yet. So we pay $3 a person. We have about $150 that we've paid to national, maybe a little more than that. Zoom doesn't come due till August. Chapter of support, we've had small amounts of $84 in total out of a budget of $800. I don't think we're going to spend it all. ISBNs haven't happened yet. Zach hasn't contacted me. Marketing postcards, marketing video, edit software. Nobody's given me anything to buy on that yet. Membership management, we did pay for that software and it came in under budget, $100 less than we thought it would. Web consulting, we are over budget on that. We budgeted $1,000. We've spent $1,100 so far. I would say realistically, when we make a new budget, we should consider that that's just going to cost more. These are discounted rates from Debbie. And she does tons of work at a really low price. And keeping a website entails more than we allow for. Web hosting bills are going to come in soon. The post office, the P.O. Box rental came in right on budget, $80. We've had a little bit of printing in office, a little bit of postage, almost nothing on corporate filing fees, and some minor other expenses. So right now we have a loss of $23. For the year, we anticipate $1,644 in the budget. We will probably have more expenditures than income in the next 4 months. Probably most of our renewals are in, but we will have expenditures such as the convention will be big, and any contests that we have, those will be the bigger expenditures coming in between now and the end of the year. Don't want to talk about last year. It doesn't make sense partway through the year to talk about that. And in the bank, we have... Between our checking and savings account and our certificate of deposit, we have a little over $14,000. We ended the year last year at a little over $14,000. We've gone down a bit, but if our expenses for the next 4 months are not as much as our income, as I said, it likely wouldn't be, our money in the bank is going to go down. And that's the pattern where we have a year of we have boom and bust years. The boom years are the ones we have the Federation's annual meeting, and then for a few years we kind of live off the fat of the land, and that's what it looks like we're doing this year as well. And I'm open to questions now or by email.
Okay, one of the things that I would point out is that with contests coming up, if we're smart about it and charge fees that a lot of people are willing to pay to enter the contest, and we should, we'll probably, it's possible to make money on contests. Other state societies, that's how they get a lot of their funding.
One note, learning experience from the video contest is we should set a minimum number of entries If we don't have the minimum, we just refund the money. I don't think we should hold a contest unless we have some amount that we decide is the minimum we need so that we at least pay for the prize or more.
I agree.
I think that if we have different kinds of contests, we will get a lot more entries. It was that I think that contest scared everybody away. Mm-hmm. It just even if you looked at the examples, it was so above any of our abilities to create a video like that I just think people shied away.
I agree, because I only have my phone and I have the computer, but if I stand back from the computer, you can't see what I'm doing or hear me.
Yeah,
the phone is forget about it to do a video, really.
If it's a more traditional one, like you submit a poem, I think you're going to get a lot of entries.
And maybe even a voice. You could do a voice on the phone and mail that easier. For example, my phone is an Android. It will not mail any videos that I make.
Yeah.
Too big. This thing too big to send. So I can't do anything with them. But let's just keep going. That would be a good source of money is what I'm hearing. It was a little intimidating for some people. We should choose another venue, go back maybe to printed poems for now. Is that what I'm hearing?
And still have a minimum number of entries, just to sure. Be sure.
With that, that's understood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, okay. Right.
And that should be a sufficient to cover the costs of the contest prizes. Yeah. And maybe mailing too. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, so on our agenda is our chancellor, but I'm going to skip over that for a second. I'm going to actually go straight to our webmaster. So where exactly on our website is to place the video of the annual meeting and convention? So that's why I invited Janetta to this meeting. Very important too, not just the newsletter, but I think she has some help where she can help us with the video. Can you take over, Janetta?
Yes, so I do have software where I can take the video and take snippets from it, divide it up into smaller, showcase areas, and then, either keep those snippets as individual little pieces, or I can stream them together into, whatever. We think a couple minutes or, what we think will play well, where. What's on the, it could be on the website, it could be in social media, it could be on YouTube, that kind of thing. So what we'll need to decide and talk about is, we had special guests, there's a lot of content, so, how do we want to kind of sew that together? And then, I think that also the thought was, is this content just for members and things like that? So
my original question was, is, first of all, do we have the rights to all of these people's poetry and performances? Secondly, do you want to charge non-members for it and let members see some of these things for free? If you do want to charge non-members, then it might be a way to get people to join as members, so we could structure the pricing that way so it's cheaper if they become members. If you want to charge for it, how much, and each individual thing or the whole convention? Or I mean, there's a lot of ways to go with this. If we want to charge for it, it's a way to make some money. If you don't want to mess with it, then just make it available to everybody as a marketing thing. But a lot of that depends on whether we have the rights to it, to all that information.
You have a question, Carol?
The rights should have been covered on the introductory letter that we sent to them, but what we were going to do with the video, it should have been on that letter. I don't know if it was.
The people who we paid honorary, we had a checkbox, and I can I can look at it up and see that. Perfect. They all did it. But there were people we did not pay. We do not know about those rights. It would be a question for Zach if he has that in his communication.
I would say we own it. If it's our video, they came to us for it, I'd say we own it. If we didn't pay them for it coming into it, they're ours. The question that I had was, did we want to charge because we charged for the convention? It seems to me to make this available free to everybody when we charge the conventioners to attend, it didn't seem equitable to me. So I thought there should be a fee that if they want to watch it, they $5, they can watch it.
I agree. It undermines the idea of charging the convention if everybody thinks they're going to see it for free a month later.
Yeah. Well, it can be an added member benefit. People are always asking, why are we members here? So mm-hmm. that's why I was thinking of that, letting members see some or all. And it doesn't have to be everything. Maybe you could charge for the keynote or, you know, whoever. And, but I mean, that's what we got to decide, or you have to decide.
I think it's a very good idea to charge, but it also, Debbie, it's also more work for you. So what are you willing to do? You know the work behind it.
It's not really that much more work to charge for it.
Okay. So if we decide to charge, what do you think people will be willing to pay for it?
I have no idea. I mean,
we have PayPal. They should be.
No. What cost? We have to put a cost at it.
Yeah, we have to put a dollar amount in. And we have to make it a fixed amount. You can't just say, you know, whatever you think. It wouldn't be fair. The number that comes to my mind is $10 or $5. I don't know these things.
You guys
have a better feel?
Yeah.
For the whole thing or maybe parts of the thing?
That's a good question.
I mean, of course, it's going to be easier if we just do the whole thing.
I think the whole thing, there's a lot of breaks in between things and breaking out into different classes and things like that. So I think there, you know, needs to be some, you know, editing of that part of it.
Definitely. That needs to be edited all, you know, to make it presentable. But I just meant, would somebody paying for it have access to the entire thing? Or
if they pay
by each person or each workshop or whatever it was, each presentation, is what I'm trying to say.
I would say that if we do the entire convention, $15 for a member, that's one third of the cost that the people who participated in it online paid. And then I would say maybe, you know, $25 or something like that for non-members.
No, members paid $20 early bird, $25 regular. Non-members paid $25 early bird.
That's right. Okay.
Is it possible to have this thing like in chapters, like all of the presenters or two of the presenters each in segments, and then a segment for the open mics or segment for the workshop, something like that, and then
say there's nothing on that recording that has open mics or workshops. It's only the presenters.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I thought the breakout rooms would have been recorded, but I didn't find any of that in there.
Oops. Okay.
Okay.
I saw presenters. All right, then that makes it a smaller package. You know,
still 6 hours.
Wow.
Okay, sure. She edits out. I'm sure it's going to be a lot less.
Yeah, probably 4 or 5 hours.
But what we can do is I can take it and begin editing, and then, you know, maybe have a review of, you know, what's there, you know, how we want to seam it together, and, you know, it'll be easier to sort of get an idea of the content and the worth.
Okay, if you want to know the easiest way to do it as far as setting it up on the website and charging for it and all that, is Janetta edits it so that it's, you know, presentable and we get all the junk out, and then we just sell the whole thing. Okay. And as a package, it's called an add-on package for the PM Pro thing. So if you're a member and you log in and you pay for it, then it assigns you link to that video. And then you can go watch that video whenever you want to. So they don't have to sit there for 6 hours and watch that whole thing. And if a non-member does it, then they can also buy it and get that link.
So that's what about $10 for members, free to, for $10 for non-members, free to members?
The members have already paid.
No, they haven't. Yeah. Not every member paid to go. Members who belong were allowed to go to the convention if they paid an additional $20.
Right, they paid.
What about members who didn't go?
The 52 members or whatever it is.
53 members went. Well, what about somebody who didn't go?
More people.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
People didn't go. So.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about. Okay, so who is going to go see this? Is somebody going to go see this because they didn't get a chance to be at the convention and they'd like to know what went on? Or are they going to go watch it because they want to watch themselves say something wonderful?
Both.
The point is, this is available. We want to charge non-members something. We want to decide whether to charge members at all. Maybe it's free to people who went, if we can sort those out, and charge something to members who didn't go. So they know they better go next year. Or, I mean, even if you charge $10 to members, you know, which would be the same as non-members, depending on what you think of, that's still less than the cost of going. I don't know. I haven't done this. You tell me what you think makes sense.
Yeah, we haven't done this either.
Okay.
We've never had a video sell to the members.
I think if the person was there and they want, you know, if they paid to go to the convention and they just want to review it or to share it with their friends or whatever like that, then I think that we ought to give them free access to that. I mean, they were there and they did it already once. But if it's a member who did not pay to go in the first place, then I think they should be charged $10.
Okay. Oh, you're saying that people that already paid to attend should get it free?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that would be okay.
That works for me. And then members who didn't go and non-members, anybody who wasn't there, $10. And we have someone who's one non-member who went, so they should get it free also, since they paid to go. They paid twice as much as the members.
But you don't think that the non-members should pay more so that we can try to upsell them to membership?
No. The non-members should get it for free. They paid to go.
No. I mean the ones that didn't go.
No. Non-members, no. They should pay something, $10 or more. You say what you think.
Okay. So a person who attended the convention would see it for free. A person who is a member of our society would like to see it now, $10. And a person who is a non-member would pay $15.
Okay.
Do we need to then make it available only through our website? Like if we load it up to YouTube,
and anybody can see it, so you're not going to be able to do that. But you could put snippets of it, like what Janetta was saying.
You can also limit who can see it on YouTube also.
But how would you, I mean, I guess you could
see. How do you get the money?
The link? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
From YouTube. YouTube will pay you, will charge for you and pay you the money, do you think, Janetta?
Put the links through on the website, and then that goes through and on the YouTube player.
But you can just watch it. Why would you go to YouTube when you can just watch it on the website?
No, the link would take you to the YouTube version of the convention.
No, but it wouldn't be different from what you have on the website.
No, but some people like to, I don't know.
Okay.
Here's my thought. I'm on YouTube cruising all the time. Okay. When I go on, when people go on, they can bring this up for free. So that was what I was thinking. If they can bring it up for free, we have to find a way to get money from it if we want to earn money for it.
Exactly.
And
That's what I was saying.
People, the general public, there could be poets out there who are looking for these things, but the general public will not know to go to NMSPS website and watch it on YouTube through our website. Does that make sense?
I don't use any of this.
Snippets up for free. If you want to watch the rest of this, it's going to cost you X, go here.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was saying. Jeanetta can make snippets. It's sort of like an ad then.
Right.
Yes.
And you could do the same thing on Facebook too, right, Jeanetta?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can advertise it on Facebook on our site.
Yes.
Used it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are we done with the video portion of it now?
I think so. If anything's wrong in the minutes I send out, just wipe back and correct me.
Okay, so I guess the next person in line is the chancellor.
I don't have a whole lot. Did you get my, Carol, did you get my note with the wording for the delegate letters for the national convention?
Well, when do you remember when? I haven't gotten that recently that I know of.
Okay, I sent it to you. I can send it to you again. It was just, it's very simple. It's just this letter authorizes, and there's a blank, to attend as an NMSPS delegate to the 2022 National Federation of State Poetry Societies, and that's it. It's a template.
Send me another one. You mentioned it. I remember it. I probably have it stuffed in the NMSPS folder.
Okay, and it's almost a form that we've got there, and then all Bernadette has to do is sign them. I suppose Bernadette, you could probably sign them electronically.
Yes.
And as far as I know, Bernadette and I are the only ones going in person, but we can have three more delegates who can attend virtually, and they can their votes can be taken. And they generally have at least one plenary meeting. And if there's anything after that meeting that requires a vote, sometimes they schedule a second plenary. And that's just that, those are for voting, motions that require a vote.
Okay, so next on our agenda, I just wanted to say that, we really had a great time at the poetry picnic that's got an open space and we were all in there. But we also realized that to do these kind of events, we were kind of like at the last minute unprepared. So we needed, Helen came to the rescue with some applications and printouts. Shirley came with a great idea to print some miniature business cards really quick. But these might be things that we need in the future. I also reached out to Zach and I wasn't able to get a hold of him. Or we were even going to go to his house. But now that we're on this Zoom meeting, Zach is texting me now. So that's a kind of a good thing. So he finally getting a hold of me. And so maybe we could connect. But we definitely, I took everything when I became president and handed it over to the next president. So I have nothing with me. So he has the banners. He has, I'm assuming he has our business cards. He has all our books for sale. So at the poetry picnic, I had what I had at my home. And then I put them there out there to my books out there to sale for the convention, which we sold, I think one, right, Helen? At the poetry picnic. But these are some of the things that we need to have with us whenever we put on any kind of an event. So now that I reached him, hopefully we could connect, but we also need to get in touch with him because the Federation has contacted me about the slam poetry contest that's going to be happening. And they already want, what I understand is they already want payment if we're going to actually send somebody in. And, we don't have a contest going on yet.
Okay. Haven't we already, notified that we have somebody coming? I mean, we voted money to register for that contest.
Do Do we have anything on our budget for a slam poetry contest, Helen?
You're muted. You're muted, Helen.
I know. We just sent them a check for the Land of Enchantment and for the youth poetry budget. Damn, hang on. Budget. This is budget. What contest are you talking about? We have four.
This is the Blackberry, the Blackberry Peach.
No,
National Slam.
No. The only thing in this year's budget is a Land of Enchantment, Poets in the Classroom, $2 at $50, quarterly contest, $3 at $50. So we just sent them those two contests, 150 and 100. That's okay. It.
This would have been $150 entry fee.
No.
For an October thing. We did.
That would be in next year's budget. And nobody mentioned it this year. I have had no forms. Okay. And regarding the convention, please let me know what paperwork is needed and what payment so I can send it to Bernadette probably sooner than later. So she's the co-signer, and then I guess she can take it with her or mail it or see what the best way to submit your registrations for this is.
Okay, but since we did vote that we were going to register for that contest, even if we didn't yet have a candidate to send, just so we could reserve our place.
That payment is due now, not in October. Or
yes, it's due in May. The entry fee is due in May. So what we need to do, Bernadette, is to have authorization from you for Helen to send them a check.
So that's essentially a prepayment of an expense for next year. So I need a form that goes with it. Is there some kind of entry form or, you know, something?
That's not next year.
It's next fiscal year for us.
Okay.
So, well, answer to your question, I will ask the Federation because she sent me a list if we're wanting to, and see if she has something that she can send me so I can forward it to you, Helen.
Sure.
Would we have somebody to be in this contest?
Well, plans was to have a contest. So we can choose somebody to send. And the winner of this contest is supposed to be sent in October.
And it's a slam poetry one?
That's the slam of national finals in Daytona Beach or Daytona.
Because I think most of our multimedia people, which I thought were the more slammy ones, I don't know, have their, you know, they're not members anymore.
Yes, they are. They just don't have a
chance.
A lot of them just expired on.
Okay. Well, a lot of them were also honorary. We're not paid.
Right. A lot of our complimentary members expired on May 1st. So I don't know which one. I'm just throwing that out there because, I mean, maybe Zach would go.
So it doesn't have to be a New Mexico State Poetry Society member is what I understood. Oh, okay. It could be anyone from the state of New Mexico.
Ah, that's different.
Yeah, but why would we want to pay for someone who doesn't do us the honor and go to the bother of joining? Why are we paying for people who don't belong when we need more members?
Because there are a whole bunch of people who are not members of the society who will pay very good money to be in a slam contest.
So we're going to charge people to compete for this. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
How do we advertise it?
We leave it.
You want to get Zach the whole state.
Zach's the one who's supposed to be in charge of that, and I'm sure that we'll be sending some stuff to Janetta. He says, he has the experience of organizing these before. He knows how to do it. Now, all we have to do is make sure he does it.
So Zach still has a lot on his plate right now.
Anybody carrying a gun?
he talked about this anthology that's supposed to be happening as well. It's supposed to be bringing money in as well, and fundraising for also this. So once we choose a poet and we collect this money that's coming in, this poet might not be able to afford to go to Daytona. So he had a plan to have some kind of a fundraising to help support this poet to get to Daytona. So this is why it was very important. And I tried getting a hold of him all week, and he finally is calling me back. So he said he'll get with me either this evening or by tomorrow.
Okay.
So connection with him is good news. That means he's finally at a place where he can call me and talk to me. Because I'm gonna have to probably take a ride down to his home too and get all the stuff that that belongs to the society, so that way we have access to it whenever we need it.
I have a blank forms for business cards. It's like an Avery label that you put in your printer. If there is a template, I could make, a dozen cards, 10 cards for each of you or something like that, but I need a template, and the electronic stuff wasn't given to, that's not in the stuff Terry gave me. Do you have the template?
I have a business card template, then I can send you all the specs around it and send you the form. You can go to Avery and do it. I can print the cards.
I'm looking for the society's template.
Oh,
there was one a few years back. So that means I have to go through a couple thousands of emails, but I'm going to look for it for you, Helen.
Because I could make, if 10 would be enough for each, or say how many. This is my own stock, but it's the society's printer.
Yeah, just buy them at Staples.
I have them myself. I just bought a box.
But you don't have to use yours, as I'm saying.
The society doesn't need that big a supply.
Donating. Okay. I think that we need, perhaps when you pick up the business cards from Zach, we'll find out if we've got those. I know that I imported one of the images of the Roadrunner. So somewhere we have a graphic that is available for us to put onto our own cards that we can do at home. And then we can put down what our particular office is, or whatever else we want to do, and our contact information.
Really, I have all that. Because that's on our letterhead, it's on our envelopes. But if there is an existing template of how it's been done before, or if it has something that somebody can shoot me a picture of so I could imitate it, that would be good. And if there is a template, if there is a Word or a PDF file, better yet.
There is a PDF of our Roadrunner and all of that graphic.
No, not of the, I have those. A PDF, an actual business card, the way it was assembled previously. Terry says that the cards she saw had other people's names on them. So it might have to be modified anyhow.
Somewhere around, I've got three of my old business cards when I was still president. I'll give some of those to you, okay?
Well, just take a picture.
I think the ones that I had were, they were to be used for the future. So they were made with President and New Mexico Poetry Society. And then it had Vice President and New Mexico Poetry Society, Secretary and Treasurer. So they could be used for years to come.
Yeah. Give me something and I'll put something together.
Didn't Phil Peach make up all that stuff, and he made up banners and he made up card decals and did all that?
And sent it to Vistaprint.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. I think there's some generic ones out there.
Okay. Yeah. I know there was a box, and it was either like 500 or 1,000. So Zach has to have them in somewhere.
That's the ideal solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guys, do we need Janetta continuing on the call just to hit for ideas? She looks so tired. Are you okay?
I'm going to survive. Although I do have another meeting coming up in about 10 minutes. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Then is there anything else we have for Janetta before she has to go?
Well, I have a question about the Poets Picnic. Bernadette, you sent me, and I think Janetta too, about a lot of pictures of it. But what am I supposed to do with them? There's no captions. There's no there's no write-up about it or anything. So I don't know, should I just put them in a gallery on the a page somewhere? Or
I just thought, you know, it'd be good to, for if maybe if somebody goes to our website, and this is what our poetry picnic that happened in May, and here's some
okay photos. So you're talking about content. That's exactly what I mean. I mean, I can put things on the website, but
oh, you want some wording?
Yeah, I can't write everything for it.
Yeah. Let's ask Scott to give us a couple paragraphs and put it up there with some of the pictures, and maybe he can, maybe if Debbie, if you send him, you know, take a few, select a few pictures and ask him to write the captions.
Okay, I will do that then.
I sent them to Janetta in case you wanted to put any in the newsletter.
Right.
And I already mm-hmm. posted them on Facebook, so they're already there. But I'm not a YouTuber, but Janetta is, you know, so there's some things that Janetta knows a lot more than I do, so.
Yeah, I can make there's the carousel that Deb can make on the website, and then I can actually create a series of images that can be a YouTube video. We could also do,
We have a YouTube account?
Yes, we do, by the way.
Great.
Where is it?
I haven't done anything with it yet, but I created it a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. I think that somebody should have the login and password.
Yeah.
Janetta does, right?
Person, Carol. Sometimes people, you know.
She made it and we don't know about it. She's got the goods.
Right. So when we next time we talked about those things, and you know, I think Bernadette and I talked about different ideas, but that's been a couple of months. And then of course we had the convention and everything else going on. So I just had to touch base.
Yes, Carol.
I have a question that if we do, as we do the YouTube, put together a video of it, could we use those photographs as stills in among to fill in gaps and make it not be quite so spacious where that we were waiting for somebody to speak, put up a still of someone reading in the park and then go back to the convention for a reading and, you know, intersperse them in the convention video.
There's lots of kinds of transitions that Janetta can do in the convention video.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it's not going to be poetry, it's not going to be blank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be. Yeah, it won't be visible.
Okay. One quick thing. I know that now Janetta is the only one who has the access to that. But even if somebody doesn't know how to use it or anything, we need to have that whatever access there is. Somehow we need to have somebody else have access to it in case something happens. God forbid, but those things do happen. We need somebody else to be a co-signer on that. And maybe it's Bernadette or I don't know. Does that not happen with YouTube? Can it only come from one email address or something?
It's linked to an account on YouTube, yes. And so it doesn't mean that there won't be other people in as administrator. It just means I created it so that YouTube channel couldn't be taken, or those names couldn't be taken by somebody else. I have not put it into play because we haven't talked about it yet or handed out any information or given it to anybody else. So right now, all I did was create the channel. Done absolutely nothing else until we talked about it.
Okay. Is there a way, Janetta, to create an administrator for it that can pass from one administration or one communications chair to the next, so that we always have a YouTube channel that belongs to us, the New Mexico State Poetry Society, that can be accessed by future officers?
It's linked to the communications email. It's not my personal email.
Okay.
as long as somebody has the sign in, they can go in and use it, just like I use Zoom based on the sign in that Talon had.
Exactly, which I've done with many other nonprofits, and you know, we hand it over, everybody gets a list who's supposed to be on the list, and so it's a completely transparent and easy to use for whomever is supposed to be putting things on there.
Right. Okay. It's just like it'll be when we change admins, it'll be like changing passwords and bank signatures, then I guess. Okay, great.
Okay. One last thing I think that is on our, well, kind of was on our agenda. We were able to, at the Poetry Picnic, connect with other poets and other members, and we hadn't seen them face to face. And we have some potential candidates who actually are interested in being on the board. So that's good news. We don't know what positions they are interested in. I'm actually going to have lunch with two of them. And then Shirley spoke with another person who was interested in being on the board. But we just don't know exactly where their best, their talents are, and where they are actually wanting to fit in. But I just wanted to let you guys know that there is hope. People are really interested in becoming on the board and being a part of our team. So that's exciting.
Would you like to have lunch with Stan too?
Oh, that might be a good idea. Hey, Debbie, you were going to say something?
I was going to say that I heard from Terry after she came back from Florida, and she said she cannot be membership chair. So we're going to have to find somebody.
Okay.
Okay. But they will need to know how to use technology. They're going to have to be working in the website. So that's just one thing.
And I think they need to have skills and talent working in Helen's field as well. Am I correct, Helen?
Not really. I mean, I'm not.
I don't know what membership does. Terry told me that there are spreadsheets involved. Finance.
Finance
requires spreadsheets and bookkeeping knowledge. Membership wouldn't need bookkeeping knowledge, but spreadsheets, it sounds like spreadsheets are involved. And
I mean, it would help.
An orientation and experience in organizing things. Somebody who's been done an admin office job, someone who's been a bookkeeper, but that would only be for the treasury side, but somebody who's worked in office with spreadsheets and word processing and technology, somebody who has an orderly bent, that is the kind of skill set and mental framework needed for these kinds of things. You're counting things, you're comparing things. You're sorting things. You're looking, okay, we had this person on this date, they renewed on that date, but they paid early or they paid late. All kinds of detail stuff like that, I think, is involved. You know better, Debbie.
Well, I think that would be useful, but what I'm seeing that really needs to be useful for the membership chair is to be sort of an outgoing kind of person that likes people a lot, that doesn't mind calling them on the phone maybe 10, 20 times, you know, that is really good with email, that can write content for, engaging members and answering their questions, and just keeping on top of all of the questions and needs that members have. And writing welcome letters. Remember how Sylvia or somebody was saying, well, I never got very much information when I signed up. And that's the kind of thing that's really lacking right now. We've got the rote letters that go out when somebody signs up. Hi, thank you, welcome, you know, but there's not things like people were saying, maybe you could send us a letter that says all the wonderful things that are, you know, that the society does and that kind of thing.
Okay. Is anything else? Any last suggestions or ideas before we end for today? Nobody?
We're done? Wait. I thought.
Is there anything else? Did we miss anything?
I'm good.
I have treasures.
No, my stuff's not important enough to bother with.
No, you're on the bottom. Wait, hold on. I had to scroll up.
No. Well, the log on for Zoom, everybody has that. Forget that. I was just thinking a way to take people sending emails to Helen about it, or Helen receiving emails about it.
I contacted Zoom and they didn't respond. Yes. I said, we did not select two-step authentication. What happened? They suddenly instituted it. But, you know, if you're doing something, let me know and I will give you the code. I'm around most evenings and when people have meetings and I'll try.
So that question's off the thing and no updating. I was going to ask if we could get up. Go ahead, Shirley. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I'm waiting for you to finish. Oh, well, anyway,
we could move the post office box closer to Helen so it wouldn't be such an inconvenience and have them forward it. No,
can't do it.
Can't forward
right.
from a post office.
If you move forward,
you're shutting it down.
If you change the post office box, we have to change all of our contact information.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have the post office forward the mail to her, but everybody's saying no. Helen, Jen, I gotta go.
I gotta go. And I'll get to a different account. So.
The next person could be in town.
Bye.
So
be bye. Bye. One quick thing, please. Albert, so anyway, you have a thing on here about the plaque being engraved.
What plaque?
We have a, are you talking about the plaque that lists the president's names?
So Zach has everything. Zach has it.
What plaque are we talking about?
There is a plaque that is generally handed from the incoming president to the outgoing president that has that outgoing president's names and date of service on there. And so anyway, you know, that would have been, did you have your name engraved on that for your, at the end of your term, Bernadette? Yeah. Okay, that's something that should be paid for by the society, but you need to have your date of your service on there. Then we would put Zach's date, name and date of service on there as well. And that plaque, yeah, he has it. You know, Phil bought it and went back and found out all of the previous presidents who've been on it. And it's handed over with the gavel at the person's when they're voted in as president. So we can get that from him. We can get it engraved. That's something that we can talk about later about the society doing the engraving fee.
Yeah, Bernadette, when you get a hold of it and you figure it out, let me know about how much the engraving is and use the debit card.
Okay,
and so just let me know, you know, approximate amount so there's money in the account. Okay. And get a receipt.
Yeah, usually
$1,000 in there. Shoot.
Yeah, usually they give it to the next person, the next person gets it all done, but that didn't happen, so I will get it done.
Okay. So I think that's it. We covered a lot of stuff. We'll probably be asking for money at the RGV meeting. I mean, RGV will be asking for money at the next full board meeting because we've got some wonderful stuff that I will share with everybody later about a youth program going down here. Okay, that's it for me.
I think, okay. We're all done. You guys have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for everything. Great work, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.